and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and no news and views on this episode today, but we are reading March 28th reading. If you guys have been following along, we are reading out of the New Living Translation, the one-year chronological Bible, and today we are in Joshua chapter 18. So we're going to be reading a little bit of that today. We're going to read the March 28th reading, the allotments of the remaining land. And so we'll get into a little bit of that. Of course, some land that's given to Benjamin, the towns that are given to Benjamin. And we'll talk about some other stuff today. So let's go ahead and jump in to the Word of God today. So may the Lord God bless the reading of His Word this evening. So, now that the land was under Israelite control, the entire community of Israel gathered at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle. But there remained seven tribes who had not yet been allotted their grants of land. Then Joshua asked them, "How long are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given to you? Select three men from each tribe, and I will send them out to explore the land and map it out. They will then return to me with a written report of their proposed divisions of their new homeland. Let them divide the land into seven sections, excluding Judah's territory in the south and Joseph's territory in the north. And when you record the seven divisions of the land and bring them to me, I will cast sacred lots in the presence of the Lord our God to assign land to each tribe. The Levites, however, will not receive any allotment of land. Their role as priests of the Lord is their allotment. And the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh won't receive any more land, for they have already received their grant of land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them on the east side of the Jordan River. As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua commanded them, "Go and explore the land and write a description of it. Then return to me, and I will assign the land to the tribes by casting sacred lots here in the presence of the Lord at Shiloh." The men did as they were told and mapped the entire territory into seven sections, listing the towns in each section. They made a written record and then returned to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh. And there at Shiloh, Joshua cast sacred lots in the presence of the Lord to determine which tribe should have each section. So the land given to Benjamin. This is Joshua chapter 18, verses 11 through 20. So the first allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. It lay between the territory assigned to the tribes of Judah and Joseph. The northern boundary of Benjamin's land began at the Jordan River, went north of the slope of Jericho, then west through the hill country and the wilderness of Bethaven. From there, the boundary went south to Luz, that is Bethel, and proceeded down to Ataroth Adar on the hill that lies south of lower Beth Horon. The boundary then made a turn and swung south along the western edge of the hill facing Beth Horon, ending at the village of Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a town belonging to the tribe of Judah. This was the western boundary. The southern boundary began at the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim. From the western point, it ran to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah and down to the base of the mountain beside the valley of Ben-Hinnom at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there, it went down to the valley of Hinnom, crossing south of the slope where the Jebusites live, and continued down to En-Rogel. From En-Rogel, the boundary proceeded in a northerly direction and came to En-Shemesh, and on the Gililoth, which is across from the slopes of Adaman. Then it went down to the stone of Bohan. Bohan was Reuben's son. From there it passed along the north side of the slope overlooking the Jordan Valley. The border then went down into the valley, ran past the north slope of Beth Hogla, and ended at the north bay of the Dead Sea, which is in the southern end of the Jordan River. This was the southern boundary. The eastern boundary was the Jordan River. These were the boundaries of the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. The towns given to Benjamin, Joshua 18, 21 through 28. These were the towns given to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin: Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Keziz, Beth Arabah, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophra, Kephar Amani, Ophni, and Geba, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. Also, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kepharah, Mozah, Rechem, Irpil, Teralah, Zelah, Ha'elef, the Jebusite town, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath-Jearim. 14 towns were their surrounding villages. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin, the land given to Simeon. Joshua 19, verses 1 through 9. The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazarel, Shaul, Bela, Azam, Eltolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susha, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharahen, 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far south as Be'ethloth Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocation of land came from part of what had been given to Judah because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an allocation within the territory of Judah. The land given to Zebulun, Joshua 19, verses 10 through 16. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Marlah, touching Debesheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kisloth-Tabor, and from there to Deborah and up to Jephia. Then it continued east to Gath-Hepher, Eth-Kazim, and Rimmon, and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iftahal-El. The towns in these areas included Kateth, Nahalel, Shimron, Adalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Issachar, Joshua chapter 19, verses 17 through 23. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hepharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Abez, Rimmoth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beth Pazazas. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River. 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Asher, Joshua 19, verses 24 through 31. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included these towns: Helkath, Hali, Beten, Askshaph, Alamelech, Amid, and Mishal. The boundary on the west touched Carmel and Shahor Libna. Then it turned east toward Beth Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iftahel, going north to Beth Emek and Neil. It then continued north to Kebul, Abdon, Rehob, Haman, Cana, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah in the fortress of Tyre, where it turned toward Hosah and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mehebel, Ekzib, Umah, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Asher included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Naphtali, Joshua chapter 19, verses 32 through 39. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundary ran from Hilleth, from the oak at Zaananim, and extended across to Adami, Negeb, Jabneel, and as far as Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Aznoth Tabor, then to Hukuk, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south, the border of Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The 4 to 5 towns included in this territory were Zittim, Zer, Hamath, Rekath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, and Edrei, and Hazor, Uron, Migdal El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Dan, Joshua chapter 19, verses 40 through 48. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zora, Ashtael, Er Shemesh, She'elaban, Ayajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elateke, Gibbethon, Baaleth, Jehud, Bini Berek, Kath Riminon, Mijarkon, Raycon, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The whole land allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. Guys, I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I hope you're being encouraged, and I hope you're enjoying hearing the Lord's word. I know I'm having have a hard time pronouncing some of these names, but I just ask that the Lord would bless his word. And anyway, guys, I hope you're having a great evening. And we'll continue, the good Lord willing, tomorrow, March 29th, with the land given to Joshua, and of course the cities of refuge, and of course what towns the Levites are gonna get, and we'll just go on from there. And guys, get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, may the Lord come soon and very soon. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray that today is a day of salvation. That's what the Bible says. You still have breath in your lungs. You still have a chance. You don't want to be left behind in the tribulation, and you sure don't want to die and go to hell. So I implore you today, if you don't know Jesus, if you've never asked him to be your Savior, if you've never, ever asked to be forgiven of your sins, I pray that today is the day you will do that. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. The Bible tells us that. And there's only one way to heaven. There's only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. He was all man and all God. He was born to the Virgin Mary, and God sent his only Son, which was Jesus, to die and to suffer the wrath of God in our place when it should have been us. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday, which is what we as Christians celebrate. And that's why we celebrate the first day of the week, because that was the day that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. And so if you're not in church, I pray that you will be in a church of your choice that preaches the Word of God this coming Sunday for Easter. And a Resurrection Day is what I like to call it. Anyway, guys, with that, I implore you that you cry out to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. Repent of your sins. Ask him to be the Lord of your life. So with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come quickly. Lord Jesus, come quickly. May God bless you all and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he continue to give us boldness to preach and teach the truth during these last days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.